Hey, everybody, this is Chris Shiffler from the Foo Fighters, and you're listening to the Music Journeys Podcast.
Welcome to the Music Journeys Podcast. I'm Mike Foley. A quick rundown for new listeners of what I try to do here on Music Journeys. It's simply allowing musicians to share the stories behind their latest release or current project or collaboration. We learn how the love of music began and then what inspires them to do what they do. And it's not a review. I play some samples of their material, let them explain what they're trying to do, and you decide whether you like it. These musicians work so hard at their craft, and I've always believed it's worth giving new material or a new collaboration a fair listen, even if it doesn't reach out and grab your ears initially. And for me, the combination of the story and the music can really immerse you as a listener into what they were trying to do. At the end of the show, we do what's called the Fast Five, just a handful of song questions. First song you listened to that you loved is the one I always begin with, and it's always something different for everyone. And my hope with those five questions is that maybe the artist's selection introduces you to something new, or at least piques your interest. And there's almost always a quick story behind why the artist selected a particular song, so you learn a little bit more about them. So that's really the inspiration for me for Music Journeys. It's truly a passion of mine that I hope you enjoy. Please let me know what you think of the podcast, too, how it can improve. Tell me the artist you'd like to hear featured on Music Journeys. You can comment directly on the website, wcbe.org, use a link to email me, or find me on Twitter, at Radio Foley. The best way to find current and archived editions is to visit wcbe.org and click the following tabs, Site Menu, Listen and Watch, and finally, the WCBE Podcast Experience. You'll find a link to Music Journeys right there. For this episode, it's Chris Shiflett. The guitarist joined the Foo Fighters in the late 90s, and the band continues to tour all over the world. Shiflett released his first solo project a couple years ago. His second release, Hard Lessons, came out earlier this summer. We'll dive into some of the new songs, talk about his Foo Fighters audition, and hear his responses to the Fast Five. Chris Shiflett, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Shiflett from the Foo Fighters, and this is my Music Journey.
Chris Shiflett is more than all right these days. He's been a member of Foo Fighters for 20 years. He's also found time to release new music and perform some solo shows. Shiflett credits his love of music to his siblings.
I was lucky that I had two older brothers, and my oldest brother, Mike, had great records. You know, by the time I was born, he had like lots of Beatles records and Stones records and Elvis records and all those sorts of things. So we just always had music going in the house. And most of it was thanks to my brother and both my brothers, really. And then, you know, when I got older, you know, I remember a friend of mine called us like music jocks. Like we weren't into sports. We were just like, we were into rock and roll. And that was pretty much it.
Shiflett grew up in California and began playing guitar at the age of 11.
And I really just, I think, kind of did that because my older brothers did it. And I didn't really care that much until sometime in the eighth grade. I remember I got together with a couple friends of mine and played live together in my friend's garage for the first time ever. And that sort of got me revved up on it. And they moved down to LA in the middle of that school year. And I went down to visit them that following summer, so it was like the summer between eighth and ninth grade. And this was like, you know, I've been going to gigs for a year or two at that point, probably for a couple of years. And I was like, into a lot of like the sort of the heavy metal bands that were playing around LA in the clubs at that time. And there was a really thriving live music scene in Southern California back then. And there was just a lot of rock and roll around, a lot of bands, a lot of flyers. Every store you'd go into, I had like BAM magazine and flyers for all these bands. And I don't know, that was kind of it for me. That was the jump off point where I just went, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to be one of those guys.
Shiflett would eventually get his chance. After stints in a few punk rock bands, including No Use for a Name, his big break came in the late 90s, when Dave Grohl's band Foo Fighters needed another guitar player. Part of the band's 2011 Back and Forth documentary chronicled Shiflett's audition.
Chris!
Hello.
Hello, Chris!
When Chris came into audition, we somehow came to the realization that we met when we were kids at a punk rock show in Santa Barbara.
Years and years before any of this, when Dave had been the drummer in this band called Scream, and I was playing bass in a band called Rat Pack, and we actually opened up for him.
The fact that he was a part of that underground punk rock thing was really important to me.
It's also noted in the documentary that Shiflett sang along with the rest of the band during his session, and it stood out to the guys because up to that point, everyone else auditioning just played the guitar. I asked Shiflett for his recollection of that audition.
It must have been horrible because I was a terrible singer. I'm not even a good singer now, but I was really bad back then. So if that helped win me the audition, man, I guess my mic must have not been on.
I respectfully disagreed with that assessment after listening to Hard Lessons, Shiflett's second solo project, which reunited him with Grammy-winning producer Dave Cobb.
Really, Dave Cobb that pushed me, and he kind of tried to on West Coast Town. I think I was a little resistant, but on this one, he really like pushed me to embrace more like some rock and roll guitar roots. My comfort zone, where I come out of musically the most, and I think, you know, because of that, like this record to me is it's more reflective of sort of like the full range of my. All the different types of music that I listen to. I just love music and I love good songs and try to get the best batch of songs together to go make this record. I'm real happy with how it all turned out.
Let me tell you, son, that it gets so much better. It's just part of growing up. So welcome to your first heart.
Song Welcome to Your First Heartache, you know, I wrote that, like most of my songs are really personal. Some of them are just kind of fiction, but that one's pretty straightforward. It's not quite the real story as it worked out, but it was at the time that I wrote it, you know, my son had a girlfriend for the first time. My oldest son, I have three boys, and that was just this funny new experience for our family, you know, and being a dad and trying to give your son some dating advice that they really don't want, and also sort of projecting, you know, an outcome that turned out not to be true at all. But, you know, I don't know. That one definitely hits me in the gut.
There's also a duet featuring Elizabeth Cook called The One You Go Home To.
That was a lot of fun. So I had interviewed Elizabeth Cook for my podcast, because I have a podcast called Walking the Floor. And I interviewed her a year or two ago, and I'm just a fan. I love her voice. And so at the end of the interview, I just asked her, I was like, hey, I'm getting ready to do another record. Would you come sing a duet with me? She was like, yeah, totally. So me and her and my friend Aaron, who I wrote a few of the songs on the record with, we all got together, and I had, like, you know, a very loose, you know, verse and chorus or whatever to sort of start from. And I think we threw most of that away and just rewrote the whole thing. And we kind of had it in mind, you know, to make like an old school late 60s era honky tonk duet type of tune, but, you know, a little more rough around the edges, a little more now.
Shiflett admits he's still trying to figure out how to be a frontman, but he learns a little bit more with each performance and tries to stay away from critics.
I put my feet up on the couch.
It's funny, you know, I shouldn't read reviews of my own records, but you can't help it sometimes. And there were some nice ones, but there were a few different people reviewed my record, like, you know, the negatives that would pop up, they say, oh my God, he even like referenced a pickup truck in this one song on the record, because there's a line in there like, that park my pickup where I please or whatever in that song. I thought you'd never leave. And I was like, man, I drive a pickup truck. I don't know. I was just writing, you know, I was just trying to be honest, but okay. Sorry. I was being cliche. The good reviews are overblown and silly. So, you know, if you're going to take that, you got to also take the odd bad review that, you know, sometimes you read a bad review and you're like, you know, that guy's not wrong. I don't mind a bad review if it's just like, you know, if somebody just doesn't like your record, then they don't like your record, and that's totally fine. When they get, you know, when they start assuming things and getting the details wrong, that's the only time I ever take issue with it. But, you know, who cares? At the end of the day, like I said, if you're gonna put records out, you got to be a big boy about it and take your licks, because, you know, you got to figure it's just a numbers game. The vast majority of the world is not gonna like your music, no matter what, even if you're successful.
Foo Fighters has been incredibly successful at making music and touring. When thinking about his two decades with the band, Shiflett takes nothing for granted.
I reflect on it all the time, how amazing, you know, the various aspects of it are. I don't ever really allow myself to feel like content or comfortable or think that it's going to last forever or any of that sort of stuff. I just think that, I don't know, my mind doesn't go there. I always feel like, you know, a job at Starbucks is just around the corner, you know, like, you know, I feel like I'm really lucky that I get to do things at all these different levels, you know. I mean, obviously with Foo Fighters, it's like a mind-blowing experience. You know, all the crazy stuff that we've gotten to do over the years is with the big crazy shows and the popularity of the band has been incredible. I mean, it's hard to point to just one thing, but, you know, the longevity of it, that would probably be it. If I had to narrow it down to one thing, I mean, we've like I said, we've gotten to do so many crazy things over the years, backing up Mick Jagger, playing Wembley, or, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff, winning Grammys, all those sorts of things are, every one of them's amazing. But I think on the whole, it's just the fact that we're still a band, we're still going, and we still have fun, and people still like it, and, you know, it's great. But, you know, I also get a big kick out of going out on my own and selling out a bar, you know, or something like that. You know, oh my God, 200 people came tonight. Awesome. You know, like those little victories are still exciting. And I think that's what it comes down to is like, you know, as a musician, you have to figure out ways when you've done it for a long time of keeping yourself inspired. And, you know, I do that just from playing, just from picking my guitar up and playing or writing songs or making records, you know, whatever it is. You just gotta, find the magic in it to keep yourself excited about it. All the different things you do as a musician help keep you sharp and help keep you inspired. So I think it's great to go play with other people, you know, go be in other situations, go, you know, make my own records, go play on other people's records, whatever it is, you know, go jump up and at a club with your friends and sit in on a song or two, you know what I mean? All those types of things are really fun, and they all make it, you know, they all go into your inspiration pot, you know. That's how it works for me.
Seems to be working just fine. We had one last bit of fun with Shiflett as he took part in the Fast Five. Here we go. First song you can remember hearing that you loved.
First song I can remember hearing that I loved. Ooh, I don't know if this is exactly the first song, but it was, I have a weird, like, black and white memory of sitting in my room, or maybe it was my brother's room, and listening to Hard Day's Night. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. And looking at that record sleeve and hearing that song, and it was in the house that I lived in Laurel, Maryland. And something about that record and those early Beatles records and the early Stones records too, but certainly the early Beatles records like that one and Beatles for Sale and all the stuff kind of around that era. There's just that beautiful reverbed out sound and the sort of simplicity of the recording. There's not too many layers. It's just kind of the band and maybe an overdub or two. That had like a really haunting kind of sad, even the happy songs just have a sad quality to them that it's like that, you know, that good sad when you listen to a sad, depressing song, but somehow it's like satisfying. I remember feeling that with Hard Day's Night.
That's great. How about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
There's a lot of them, but around that same time when I was a little kid, I have a really clear memory of driving around in my dad's little Honda hatchback and hearing Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. Isn't she lovely? Life in love all the same. Life is Aisha. The meaning of her name. Driving it could have not been done without you who could see the one. There's something. And crying for somebody. I don't know.
That's definitely a moving song. Okay, yeah. There's only five of these, by the way, so I'm not going to keep you all day.
Okay.
How about the go-to song for dancing? You got to dance. This is the song you're going to go with. Or you don't dance, a tune that you hear and you can't sit still when you hear it.
Go-to song for dancing. How about The Magnificent Seven by The Clash? Great tune, four on the floor, grooving.
I like. How about the song that makes you feel like working out or kind of motivates you to do something?
You know what I listen to when I'm running? I always have to listen to like some up music, and it's usually punk rock from the 90s or the late 80s. So I would go with Bad Religion, I Want to Conquer the World.
All right. How about the song, this is the last one, the song that lifts you up when you're feeling down?
Oh, what would that be? I would go with Tiger by the Tail by Buck Owens.
Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Because, you know, Buck had a lot of those bouncy, upbeat, happy tunes like that that just, I don't know, make you want to get out there and drink whiskey and smash beer bottles over your head or something. They're just happy tunes.
My thanks to Chris Shiflett for his time and his music, whether it's with Foo Fighters or on his own. Check out his latest release, Hard Lessons. And again, for my fellow Ohioans, he's in Cincinnati, his only Ohio stop, on Saturday, September 7th at Top Cats. Coming up on future editions of Music Journeys, Columbus's own Angela Purley and Pat Metheny. You can hear a feature on Purley Thursday during All Things Considered and Friday during Morning Edition. The Pat Metheny feature will air Friday during All Things Considered. And the full podcast for both will be up on WCBE.org soon after. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.